الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another amazing episode on this silsila, where we will be discussing a story of the glorious Quran, an amazing story and parable, a waqi'ah of the glorious Quran. And as we always mention, that these stories, these parables are not fairy tales, these have occurred in reality. And although they are amazing and sort of supernatural, yet there are countless of lessons to be derived from all these lessons of the glorious Quran. And we mentioned before in a previous episode that essentially this is what the holy book of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is. This holy Quran is a book of guidance. And may Allah Azza wa Jal guide us towards His love and His obedience, inshallah. At the very beginning of the silsila, I urge you to please make good intentions, myself included. Make the good intentions that I will listen to this silsila, I will look at the silsila or any other silsila and program of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that whatever I learn, I will try to practice upon it and I will try to convey this message to others. I will try to teach others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, the power of intentions, of good intentions, is very great. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, don't delay. Make as many good intentions as you can today to gain maximum rewards, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many blessings, benefits of reciting Durood-e Pak, salawat and salutations upon the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the summary of narration that the person who recites Durood-e Pak or salat just one time upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless that person with 10 rewards, and Allah Azza wa Jal will grant forgiveness of 10 of that person's sins, and the person's status and rank will be elevated by 10 times. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, increase in your recitation of Durood-e Pak. This will be extremely beneficial for us in this world, in the qabr, in the grave, in the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. Do you remember in our previous episode, we had discussed how 70,000 people who had died instantly were made to be resurrected? The dead become alive. And how those birds that Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam had sacrificed and placed a portion of their meat on the different mountain tops, on the different tops of the hills, how they had come alive by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, on a similar topic, we will show how a certain very pious individual was made to die for 100 years and then was made alive again by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah. And that holy individual that I'm talking about, that blessed personality, is none other than Sayyidina Nabi Uzair alayhi salam. The majority of the commentators of the glorious Quran have mentioned that the story that is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 259, is actually actually the story of Sayyidina Uzair bin Sharkhiya alayhi salam. And he was one of the prophets of the Bani Israel. It is mentioned that at the time when the sinning, the gunas and the evil actions of the Bani Israel became piled up, then Allah Azza wa Jalla's azab and punishment descended upon them in such a manner that a disbelieving king, a pagan king by the name of Bakht Nasr Babli, he attacked Baytul Maqdis, where Masjid al-Aqsa is today. That area was called, or is called, Baytul Muqaddas. So this king, Bakht Nasr Babli, he was a pagan king, a disbeliever, and he entered Baytul Maqdis with a huge army. And he had murdered and slaughtered, he had massacred 100,000 people of the city. He had also forced another 100,000 into his service as slaves, as servants of his people and his kingdom. And also 100,000 of them became refugees. They had fled their homeland, their motherland, towards Sham, towards Syria. This pagan king was very cruel indeed. He was a disbeliever. And Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam was one of those prisoners that were captured. The pagan king, Bakht Nasr Babli, then went on to destroy the entire city of Baytul Maqdis, making it uninhabitable. Nobody was staying there anymore. It became desolate, like a ghost town, a ghost city. Now who was this Bakht Nasr, this pagan king, this disbelieving king? During the time of the Amaliqa tribe, there was an infant, a little baby, that was abandoned and was found near one of the idols which was called Nasr. As the name of the father of this baby, this infant was unknown. So the people started to call this baby Bakht Nasr, which means the son of Nasr, after that undignified idol. The same child eventually grew up and became a governor appointed by the Babylonian king, and eventually became a very famous king himself. After some time, when Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam was set free and he escaped from imprisonment of Bakht Nasr, he mounted onto his donkey and went back and entered the city of Baytul Maqdis, his homeland, his motherland. Upon seeing his city in ruins, destroyed and desolated, that nobody is staying there, he does not see even a single soul, a single human being. His heart became very sorrowful and he began to weep. He began to weep and he went to all four corners of the city, but could not find anybody. One thing he did see was that the trees of the city, they were full of fruits, and they were ready to be plucked and eaten. Upon seeing this, he said the following statement, "Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allah ba'da mawtiha." How would Allah Azza wa Jal bring back life to the city? How would Allah Azza wa Jal bring life back to the city after its destruction and ruin? He then went on to pluck these fruits from the trees and he ate them. He drank the juices of the grapes by squeezing them. And the leftover fruits that he had plucked, he placed into his bag. And the leftover juice he had placed in his leather skin bag. He then tied his donkey with a firm rope under a tree and went to sleep. But this sleep was no ordinary sleep, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. In English we say, sleep is the brother of death. Because when a person is asleep, he is unconscious, he is unaware of his surroundings. And therefore it seems like he has died. And therefore we also read a certain dua when we awaken. When we wake up in the morning, do you remember the dua? I do hope you are reciting it, that when we are going to sleep, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. And this as well, we are sleeping in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who grants death and life. So when we are sleeping, it is as if we are dead. And then when we awake, we are back to life, seemingly. Therefore, try to read these du'as as well. A very beautiful method for us to remember these du'as and to practice upon it is to be associated with the environment of Dawud Islami. This Madani environment is constantly encouraging us to practice upon these little things, which are not little actually. And each good thing we do, each sunnah that we perform, with the correct intentions, and if we do it correctly, inshallah ta'ala, we will be rewarded for this. For brothers out there, do travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami for at least 3 days a month. It will be extremely beneficial for you. Anyways, coming back. Sayyidina Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, he falls asleep under this tree. And as he falls asleep, he passes away. He dies. This is by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the plan of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal had made him invisible to the animals that were there, the birds, jinn, humans. Nobody could see him. Allahu Akbar. 70 years later, after 70 years, a king from Fars, from Persia, he enters Baytul Maqdis. It's ruined, it's destroyed. But he enters the city and he brings with him many people to settle down and to re-inhabit the city. He also brings a few of the remaining Bani Israel, those who were scattered in different cities, different countries. He brings them to settle down there as well. Now these people, they make the city of Baytul Maqdis even more beautiful and more joyous than how it was. And these constructed beautiful buildings, and they had actually made beautiful gardens. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. With the passage of approximately 100 years, after 100 years, after the passing of Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jalla brought him back to life. Allahu Akbar. He had awoken and he looks towards his donkey. And what does he see? He sees his donkey has died and the flesh has rotten away and the bones are scattered in different places. Allahu Akbar. But his foot that he had with him and the juice that he had in his leather skin bag, they had not gone stale, they had not gone off. They were still fresh. There was not even a change in their color. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Nabi Uzair alayhi salam also noticed that I'm still the same person. My hair is still black. My bliss beard is still black. I'm still the same age, 40 years old. He didn't really think anything about this. So while he was pondering over this amazement that My donkey has perished, the bones are scattered in different directions, I'm still okay, what has happened? Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal asks Sayyidina Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, O Uzair, how many days have you stayed here for? He replied, after thinking for a while, that I went to sleep in the morning and it is about Asr time now. Or he replied that I slept for a day or less than a day. Allah Azza wa Jal replies and says, O Uzair, no, you stayed here for 100 years. Now, look at my absolute power. Look at your donkey. How his bones, his flesh has rotten and the bones have been scattered away. And look at your food. It has not been spoilt at all. Allah Azza wa Jalla then said, O Uzair, now see how I resurrect this donkey from its bones and then place flesh upon it, meat upon it. Sayyidina Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, he then sees in front of him that immediately the bones that are scattered start moving. They start moving and joining together at the joints. They start joining together. They start getting connected together to form the skeleton of that donkey. And then within a fraction of a moment, flesh and meat appears on the bones of that donkey. The donkey then stands up and becomes alive. Just picture it in your mind. These, again, I will stress, are not fairy tales, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. This is reality. This is what the glorious Quran, which is Kalamullah, the speech, the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, has informed us and told us, and there are many lessons for us in it. So, when Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam, he witnesses this amazing spectacle, he says, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Surah Baqarah, verse 259, translation from Kanzul Iman. I know well that Allah is able to do all things. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this incident occurs, now Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, he journeys out to go back home. The place he was staying 100 years before, he goes to visit that place. But the people there, they don't recognize him. And he could not recognize any of them. Because that generation that he was living within had obviously passed on. So he didn't recognize anybody and nobody recognized him. But he saw an old and frail, disabled woman who was blind, sitting near his home. And he remembered that she had seen me when I was here before. Before that 100 years, this lady had seen me. He remembered this. And he asked this old woman, is this the house of Uzair? The old woman replies, yes, it is. But why are you asking about Uzair alayhi salam? It has been 100 years since anybody has heard about him or seen him. After saying this, she begins to cry. Then Sayyidina Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, he reveals his identity. And he tells her, actually, I am Uzair. And she replies, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How can you be Uzair? He said, O old lady, Allah Azza wa Jal kept me dead for 100 years and then resurrected me, then revived me and made me alive again. And now I have returned home. The old woman said in reply, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam was a very blessed individual. He was so blessed that he was mustajab al-da'wat. What does that mean? He was so blessed that his du'as were accepted and answered by Allah Azza wa Jal. His du'as and supplications were granted. If you are truly Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam, then make du'a for my eyesight to be restored and for my paralysis, my disability to be removed. Nabi Uzair alayhi salam made dua for her. And instantly she was granted the restoration of her eyesight and the recovery from the disability of the paralysis. When she looked at him, when she looked towards him, she recognized his blessed face and she bore witness that you are indeed Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam. Then she took him towards the street of the Bani Israel. Coincidentally, all those people had gathered there because they had some kind of gathering. And he was also present, the son of Nabi Uzair alayhi salam. But his age was now 118 years old. Some of his grandchildren were also present and they were also elderly. The old lady made an announcement. And she gave witness in that gathering that, O people, indeed, this is Sayyiduna Uzair alayhi salam. But nobody accepted her statement. Meanwhile, the son of Nabi Uzair alayhi salam told that person, told him that my father had a black mole in the middle of his shoulders which looked like the moon. Therefore, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam then removed his shirt, his qamis, and showed that the mole was still present. Allahu Akbar. Then the people said, Uzair alayhi salam had memorized the Torah. If you are indeed Uzair alayhi salam, then recite the Torah by memory, by heart. Uzair alayhi salam then recited the entire Torah from one end to the other without any hesitation by memory. Bakhti Nasr, that cruel king who lived before, had killed and slaughtered 40,000 religious scholars of the Torah whilst also destroying and ruining Baytul Maqdis. And due to this, there was no scripture left, no original scripture left of the Torah in the world. Now another question came about in the people's minds, whether Uzair alayhi salam had read the original Torah, whether he read it correctly or not, because no scripture was to be found. One person said, I heard from my father that the day they were arrested by Bakht Nasr, they secretly buried a script of the Torah in the roots of a certain grape tree. If you can find this grape tree, then we can take out that scripture of the Torah, and we will know whether Uzair alayhi salam has recited it correctly or not. If he has recited it correctly, then indeed he is Uzair alayhi salam. If not, then he is not. After much searching and struggles and hardships, they finally located that grape tree, and they dug at its roots, and they found the buried Torah. Amazingly, when they compared, it was shown and it was known that Uzair alayhi salam had indeed read the entire Torah correctly, word for word and letter for letter. After witnessing this amazing incident, everyone was so astonished and said that he is Uzair and he is the son of Allah. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Allah protect us against that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran has mentioned the incident in the following words. Surah Al-Baqarah verse 259. Or like him who passed by a dwelling and it had fallen flat on its roofs, he said, how will Allah bring it to life after its death? So Allah kept him dead for 100 years, then brought him back to life. He said, how long have you stayed here? He replied, I may have stayed for a day or a little less. He Azza wa Jal said, in fact, you have spent 100 years. So look at your food and your drink, which do not even smell stale. And look at your donkey, whose bones are not even intact, in order that we may make you a sign for humanity. And look at the bones, how we reassemble them and then cover them with flesh. So when the matter became clear to him, he said, I know well that Allah is able to do all things. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, many lessons can be learnt, can be understood from this amazing story. From these beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, we can clearly see that the same place and environment that the donkey of Uzair alayhi salam had died and the bones had been decayed and scattered. There was no change in the fruits and in the grape juice that were by the blessed body of Nabi Uzair alayhi salam. Even his blessed hair did not turn white, even after 100 years. Even his age did not increase, although he had died for 100 years. It is proven from this that it's possible for some corpses of the dead people to decay in the same graveyard, whilst the bodies of the pious people who are in the same graveyard remain intact and are safe from decomposition and being eaten up from the earth. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Ulama Ikram have mentioned that this is one of the major differences between us, the normal human beings who are habitual with sins, and the Anbiya alayhimus salam. They are ma'asoom, and ma'asoom means that they are unable to commit sins. The Prophet alayhimus salam and the angels are unable to commit sins. They can't even think about being any guna, any sin. Therefore, they are ma'asoom. And the blessed Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the pious ones, the awliya Allah, they are mahfooz. And this means that Allah Azza wa Jalla protects them against sinning. So when they pass away, the Prophet alayhim salam, and the ones who are very close to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, their bodies don't decompose. They are just traveling from one place to another place. The Anbiya alayhim salam, the Prophets alayhim salam, they taste the death for a moment only, and then their souls are returned back to their bodies. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla indeed has made it forbidden and has prohibited the sand from consuming their bodies. Another thing we learn is that after seeing the ruin and the destruction of Bayt al-Maqdis, of his homeland, his motherland, Nabi Uzair alayhi salam was very saddened and said, out of that sadness, then how will Allah Azza wa Jal rebuild the city after its destruction? This also shows that to have that affection and those sentiments towards your own city where you were born, where your family is amongst the ways of the chosen people of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The story teaches us other lessons, that within the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, these things can take place, they have taken place, that the dead can come back to life. Like how Isa alayhi salam, one of his great miracles, and we will touch on this in following episodes inshallah ta'ala, that one of the miracles that Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him was to make the dead come back to life. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make our hearts alive. Many of us, we are alive, but our hearts are dead. We don't make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We don't recite the glorious Quran. We don't recite durood pak and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our hearts become dead, become hard like rocks, but even harder than rocks. The people advise us, but we don't listen. Let us prepare now, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Join this beautiful movement of Dawud Islami. Participate in the Madani activities with good intentions for our own preparation for the grave and the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahim Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.